Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather round for some pearls. Pearls of wisdom, that is, with your host, Bill Jones. Today's episode is entitled, Our Friend CO2, Part 1. Hello, and welcome. My name is Bill Jones, and I am the cartoonist of Toonsberg, your home for laughter. In today's fun-filled, yet head-popping episode, we will briefly examine our wonderful friend, carbon dioxide, known on the street as CO2. For those of you who are adverse to science and logic, please stop listening now, lest you be dialing 911 for a medical emergency. CO2, or carbon dioxide, is our friend, our very, very good friend. CO2 is never our enemy, under any circumstances. Many fine folks are understandably confused by the scientific accuracy of CO2 being 390 ppmv, or, in layman's terms, 390 parts per million by volume of Earth's atmospheric gases. But in geek speak, it's actually moles per million by volume. Let's make this very simple, so that everyone can easily understand and explain to others about our friend CO2 with common, everyday items. For those listeners in America, would you kindly open your purse or wallet and pull out a Benjamin, also known as a C-note, that is, a $100 bill. If you don't have one handy, no problem. Two 50s, five 20s, or even a stack of 10 tens will do. Now, spread them out on the table and watch as other latte-sipping customers gather around in nervous anticipation. Imagine this $100 to represent all the atmospheric gases of Earth. Question: how much money would CO2 represent of this $100? A. CO2 represents about $40 out of $100. B. CO2 represents about $4 out of $100. C. CO2 represents about 40 cents out of $100. And D. CO2 represents about 4 cents out of $100. Once again, if your $100 represents all of the Earth's atmospheric gases, how much money would CO2 represent? A. $40. B. $4. C. 40 cents. D. 4 cents. If you answered A, $40, may I strongly suggest you start learning about science and critical thinking. If you answered B, $4, you can leave now and go to your local dollar store and buy 4 of your favorite items because you're wrong. If you answered C, 40 cents, congratulations! Check out the big brains on our Toonsberg, listeners and viewers. Oh, yeah. Luckily for you, this was not a test. If this were a test, you all would have failed miserably. You're not even close. You're wrong by a factor of 10. You are, however, much closer than B or A. Those who chose B, $4 of $100, are wrong by a factor of 100. And those who chose A are wrong by a factor of 1,000. The correct answer is D. CO2 represents less than 4 cents out of $100. That's right. For less than 4 pennies on the $100, this is our friend CO2. Listening to the mainstream media, it's easy to become brainwashed, thinking that CO2 is an enormous part of the atmospheric gases. It is not. It's actually very minuscule. Some politicians, as well as the dishonest media, would also have you believe that CO2 is a pollutant. It is not. CO2 is never a pollutant. CO2 is always our friend. We'll end today's episode with the following quote, which will be our lead-in for our next episode. From the world's greatest science institute in the world, Dr. Lindzen, Professor Emeritus at MIT, says this, quote, CO2 is not a pollutant, end quote. Thank you for listening. But much more importantly, thank you for living, all you CO2 producers, you. Goodbye, and stay tuned till our next episode. This is Bill Jones of Tunesburg, your home for laughter.